Government to pursue priority programs and policies during the 2015-2016 fiscal year. And Dangerous Drugs Amendment Act gets approval. You're tuned into House Matters. Stay with us. The 2015-2016 session of Parliament got underway last Thursday, February 19 at Gordon House with the traditional pomp and pageantry. It marked the earliest start to the country's parliamentary year and presentation of the annual budget, which normally takes place at the beginning of April. The ceremonial opening was highlighted by the delivery of the throne speech by Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen. Delivered under the theme, Partnership for Development, Inclusive Growth, Expanding Opportunities, the throne speech outlined the priority programs and policies to be pursued by the government during the new fiscal year. For the new financial year, focus will be placed on the development of the agricultural sector, where additional agroparks will be established in Western Jamaica and St. Mary. There will also be emphasis on the energy sector, with the development of a smart grid and regulating provisions for the treatment of renewable and alternative energy. Improving the quality of education will also be an area of priority, with the government embarking on a rationalization program of the early childhood sector, converting under-resourced basic schools into infant departments of primary schools. The government will also pursue an active legislative agenda. Among the critical bills to be brought is the Administrator General's Amendment Act to address the long-standing problem of administering multi-generational interstate properties.
Also coming before the Parliament this year are the National Building Bill to provide a modern legal framework for the effective regulation and management of building works and building-related activities. Legislation to establish a national DNA database, so critical to modern investigation of crime.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. The Sexual Harassment Act, which will provide the framework for securing the protection of persons at the workplace and in other institutions, will also be brought before the House. The 2012 Jamaica Survey of Living Conditions was tabled in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, February 24. The survey, which measures the living standards of Jamaicans, was tabled by Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips. It represents the 23rd publication of the survey report and is a continuation of the series that began in 1998. Based on the survey results, Dr. Phillips informed that a poverty reduction coordinating unit is to be established at the Planning Institute of Jamaica, specifically to focus on overseeing projects which will reduce poverty. An associated intersectoral committee will also be established to guide and monitor the process of developing a new national policy on poverty and a new poverty reduction program by the end of the financial year 2015-2016.
All of this, Mr. Speaker, is in addition to renewed efforts in the current budget to protect and indeed to increase social spending under the current economic reform program, as well as to increase the PATH benefits, which has already been approved by this administration.
The Jamaica Survey of Living Conditions is a joint publication of the Planning Institute of Jamaica and the Statistical Institute of Jamaica. And a bill to amend the Dangerous Drugs Act to decriminalize ganja for medicinal, religious, scientific, and therapeutic purposes was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. This paves the way for the possession of 2 ounces or less of marijuana to become a non-arrestable but ticketable offense that will not attract a criminal record. It also provides regulation through the granting of licenses to permit the development of a lawful industry for medical ganja and industrial hemp. In piloting the legislation, Minister of National Security Peter Bunting noted that passage of the bill will result in additional benefits from a law enforcement perspective, including more effective deployment of police resource.
In 2014, with our policy direction already clear, the JCF arrested 5,300 fewer persons for minor offenses, primarily possession of small quantities of ganja, than they did in 2013. This freed up tens of thousands of police man hours to focus on serious and violent criminals. It also contributed to reducing the overcrowding in lockups and the caseload burden on the resident magistrates' courts.
The amended Dangerous Drugs Act is to be signed into law by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen in the next few weeks. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.